A new bill in Congress would require fast food restaurants to list calorie counts on their menu boards and spell out the fat and sodium content of their foods on their printed menus. Representative Rosa DeLauro, a Connecticut Democrat, is the sponsor of the bill, known as the Menu Education and Labeling Act. She says the bill would help reduce the nation's obesity rate by giving consumers the information they need.
I believe that people want to make wise choices about what they're eating to have a more healthy diet. I also believe that they need information on which they can make those informed choices. They have that information today in supermarkets. And now, since almost half of the food dollar is being spent in restaurants, what we need to do is to extend that nutrition labeling to restaurants, fast food restaurants, the chain restaurants, so that, in fact, we can help people to make that informed choice for a healthy diet. And I also think you allow people to act more responsibly.
How do you account for the fact that we have an increasing level of obesity, a big problem here, when there's so much health consciousness out there?
The fact of the matter is that more people are getting to places. They live in a suburban area. They don't walk to where they did before. If you were in a downtown area, people are, sit more on jobs. I think, in fact, that people are eating out more. The studies indicate that there is a greater caloric intake. I think both adults and children get about a third of their calories now from eating out.
So is the idea for people to look at the contents of the food they're eating and lose their appetites?
No. It just says, make an informed choice. You still have the decision to make. But in fact, Subway, McDonald's, Burger King, Wendy's, Pizza Hut, Domino's, they are putting information. It's either on a website, could be in a brochure. But what this piece of legislation does is say, let's make it readily accessible. Before you go to out to eat, you don't look at the website, or you don't log on there in line to look. So if it's readily accessible, you have a menu board where you have calories listed, it makes it easy. You're going to make the decision as to what you want to do.
How are you going to get all that on a menu?
It can be done. There are examples of it. It is really not difficult to do. We had samples of the menu boards and sample menus in which you can see that it doesn't take up much space and it's not obtrusive, but up front so that people can take a good look at it.
The food service industry is not an enthusiastic supporter of you.
First of all, this is for fast food restaurants, for chains, more than 20 units. We're not talking about the mom and pop restaurant. And a lot of the information, as I say, they've already put on websites, and it is not that expensive to do for the very large fast food chains.
Connecticut Democrat Rosa DeLauro, also sponsoring the Menu Education Labeling Act, is Democratic Senator Tom Harkin of Iowa. Model menus for fast food restaurants and more information on nutrition labeling are at npr.org.